Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Interior Energy Project has achieved a milestone. The Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority Board yesterday approved a plan advancing the state effort to increase availability of natural gas in Fairbanks. The board action hinged on a recently secured Cook Inlet gas supply contract with Hillcorp. ADA Interior Energy Project team leader Gene Terrio says the gas supply is a key plan component required by enabling legislation.
Basically means that now the project has access to all of the financial tools that were provided by the legislature.
Terrio points to a $300 million mix of capital, loan, and bonding capacity to help pay for project expenses, including Cook Inlet LNG processing plant expansion and additional gas storage in Fairbanks. The Interior Energy Project targets a consumer gas price equivalent to $2 a gallon heating oil. Terrio says the current contract alone does not get there, but projections indicate it's achievable as new customers sign up for service.
To spread these fixed costs, bring the cost down, and make the delivered cost even that much more attractive to businesses and more attractive to residential customers, too.
Still at issue for advancing the project is whether the Fairbanks North Star Borough's Interior Gas Utility will buy and merge operations with Fairbanks Natural Gas. ADA bought the private company, which currently serves over 1,000 local customers. The plan calls for incorporating its infrastructure into a single public utility to serve Fairbanks and North Pole. Soldiers with the Stryker Brigade and other units at Fort Wainwright will begin a series of field training exercises Monday on ranges around the post and Fort Greely. Army officials say the training rotations will continue through October. Some will include live fire exercises with helicopter gunships on the Yukon training area east of Fairbanks. Many of the exercises to be held around Donnelly training area near Fort Greely will employ mortars and artillery. Drivers can expect intermittent convoys of military vehicles along the Richardson Highway between the two posts. Fairbanks wintertime air pollution is the topic of an event today and tomorrow. The Fairbanks North Star Borough-sponsored Clear the Air Forum and Expo is focused on understanding the local fine particulate pollution problem and how to reduce it. Borough Mayor Carl Castle says there will be a lot of practical information for wood burners.
Huge improvements can be made just in how you burn wood. And if we can make enough progress with how we're burning wood, we can avoid at least the long-term elimination of that as a fuel.
Castle says presenters include local, state, and federal officials and visitors with experience dealing with fine particulate pollution in lower 48 cities.
Missoula, Montana is one that's similar to what we've been going through here, and we want to hear what they did to solve the issue in their community, and also some more information coming out of Puget Sound, state of Washington.
Castle says this week's event coincides with ongoing efforts to draft a new Fairbanks air quality attainment plan required by the area's recent reclassification under the Clean Air Act.
The new plan has to meet the standards of a serious non-attainment area, which is a different set of standards from EPA. It's more restrictive because we have such a severe problem.
Council notes that the reclassification coincided with an EPA grant to support the borough's long-running wood stove changeout program and continued efforts to increase the local availability of natural gas, but that more burn bans are likely.
We may have to do it short-term to get things cleaned up.
The borough's Clear the Air Forum and Expo run today and tomorrow at the Wedgewood Resort. The day one agenda covers regulations, research, and compliance, while day two is more geared to practical public information, including Montana's experience addressing smoke pollution, the importance of dry firewood, the borough's latest stove changeout program, and masonry heaters. A Superior Court judge is weighing who is allowed to run in the Alaska Democratic Party primary. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that the party wants to allow independent candidates to run without registering as Democrats.
What makes this a Democratic primary anymore when any independent can vote in it and any independent can run in it? How is that still a Democratic primary?
That's Judge Philip Pollenberg posing a question to the Democrats' lawyer, John Choate. The Democrats already allow any registered voters to cast ballots in their primary. Now they want to allow nonpartisan and undeclared candidates to run in it. State election officials rejected a proposal by the party to change its rules, citing state law. Choate says the law violates the free speech guarantee in the Alaska Constitution.
Questions of ideology as to what constitutes a political party I think those are best left, especially at the primary level, for the party to decide.
Assistant Attorney General Margaret Payton Walsh says the proposed change could allow people who don't share Democrats' beliefs to win the primary.
In any particular primary, you could have more non-Democratic voters voting than Democratic voters. And if they choose a candidate who is also unassociated with the party, you have a primary that is really not a Democratic primary at all.
If the Democratic Party wins the case, it could provide political benefits. Undeclared, non-affiliated, and Republican voters together outnumber registered Democrats. The case could also have an effect in next year's election. Governor Bill Walker is running for re-election as an independent and says he is not planning to run in a primary, but that would be an option if Democrats win in court. Pollenberg says he'll try to reach a decision as quickly as he can, possibly as soon as next week. I'm Dan Bross.